Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
And I don't do like beautiful videos of like cars coming down lovely mountainsides, etc. I'm the guy who's like, create a video like this and it works, right? And
Right.
it'll make you money.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Welcome to episode number 6 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. What's up? I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to hang out with me today. Now, here at the Art of Paid Traffic, this is your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. All the best tips, tactics, and strategies for growing your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic really is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at the Art of Paid Traffic. All right, I'm really excited to bring you today's episode. My guest is Tom Breeze, who's a UK-based expert in YouTube advertising. He's the founder of YouTube Advertising Agency, which is called Viewability, and his specialty is crushing YouTube ads for small businesses. Now, during today's episode, he's going to share the four most critical things that you need to have right if you want to succeed with YouTube ads. He also talks about how to get free traffic to your landing page using YouTube ads. He breaks down the anatomy of a highly performing YouTube ad. We're talking right down to the second. And he also shares a simple proven script that you can use to generate leads with your own YouTube ads. But first, I do want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, Tom. So we've been actually chatting before I hit the record button here about YouTube ads and about how small businesses can take advantage of them. And you've been telling me about, you've been doing this for several years now and kind of seeing the evolution since maybe, I think you said something around 2006 or so, and the evolution of YouTube ads and how, you know, small businesses can take advantage of YouTube ads. What's working right now when it comes to, if I'm a small business and I want to jump onto some sort of paid traffic, I keep hearing about YouTube ads as being a really viable opportunity for me. What's working right now when it comes to YouTube ads and small businesses?
Okay, that's a good question. And I think that there's four things that you need to make sure you've got absolutely nailed when it comes to YouTube ads. The first thing is the video ad itself. Okay, that's the first thing. Then you've got to make sure it goes to the right people, get in front of those right people at the right time, and then have an offer on your website that's just going to make sure that they convert. So once they see your ad, they go back to your website and they sign up for what you have at that point. It's normally going to be something free, I would have thought, for most small businesses. Mm-hmm. But if you think about a small business, really, at the end of the day, it's about return on investment. If you're a very large business, great, you can go for brand awareness, etc. But when the dollars matter, or when the pounds matter, because I'm based in the UK, when every pound or every dollar matters, you need to make sure you put $1 in and you get $5 back.
Sure.
And that's something that's really, really key. Now, there are a ton of different ways of advertising on YouTube, and there's two big ways. There's in-stream, and this is the TrueView platform, really. But you've got in-stream, which is like the pre-roll ads on YouTube, those videos that come up before mm-hmm. the other videos you want to watch. And then you've got in-display. In-display can work really well, but if you're a small business owner and you haven't got huge budgets to throw at it just yet, I would say kind of look at in-display once you're already getting a good result on YouTube.
Okay.
That's my first thing to say.
Is in display, is that sort of a surrounding display banner? What exactly is that?
Yeah, so YouTube have grouped together in search and in display. They used to be two different entities, but in search is like you type a keyword into YouTube and all of a sudden you'll see videos at the top of the search engines like you would on Google pay-per-click, right?
Yep.
So that's called in search, which is now bracketed within the in display platforms or definition of in display. But you also come across videos that are on the right hand side, etc., like above, like the related videos. You're kind of paying
a
bit like to rank higher, yeah?
Yep,
so
okay.
That's kind of in display stuff. The thing is with in display is that you pay as soon as someone presses play on your video. Okay, so and normally you would go by keywords to rank your videos. And it's just not as accurate as you would like it to be. And that's the one thing that right now, as of what are we in, December 2014, it's not as accurate as you would like it to be. Or at least what the tests that I've done, and I do lots and lots of tests. I do over 500 different campaigns for clients, etc. So I do lots of tests on different types of industries. And in-display is one that can work really well, but it's a lot harder to kind of get it to work instantly.
Sure. Okay.
So let's focus on in-stream, mm-hmm. and that's the pre-roll ads. And that's where I think most business owners, if you're looking to get into any type of advertising, whilst video might be the barrier, because it's like, it feels like, oh God, I've got to create a video. I don't know how I'm going to create that video. What do I say, et cetera. I've worked out a strategy that works really, really well for small business owners, and they don't have to spend a fortune. You can test this with like $50 or $100 in terms of your ad spend. And then creating the video, you can actually do this with a web camera. Or if you use something like V-Roll, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of V-Roll.com.
Yeah.
It's part of Gideon's thing. With that, you can actually get a video kind of done for you for very cheap as well. So that's kind of more of an animated video, so to speak. But what I would say is that if you want to get really, really good results from YouTube advertising, go for in-stream. But then with the video itself, get this. When you within search or pre-roll ads, the same thing, you don't pay anything unless someone watches past 30 seconds of your ad. Okay.
I love it.
So, yeah, okay, this is great. So say, for example, people click away at 29 seconds and decide to skip your ad, doesn't cost you a penny. And you've still got that brand awareness as well, which is quite nice. As soon as go beyond 30 seconds, then you pay there. And you might pay 7 or 8 cents on average. That's roughly kind of going to be cost. If you're in a very competitive market already, it might be 20 cents or something like that. So what you can do is that when you create your video itself, and I'll tell you exactly what sort of content to put into the video, but when you create the video itself, be aware of that and create a video that kind of finishes around about 25 seconds, having a little bit of a delay for 5 seconds with a button on the video itself and say, hey, click here if you want to find out more, and then go quiet. Okay, don't really do too much at that point. And then once the 30-second mark comes up again, then go back into a sale because you think, well, I've already spent a bit of money now. I've spent my 7 cents. If someone's got past this point, let's try and sell them. Let's try and give them even more value and let's get them back to the website at that point.
Sure.
Then finish the video up around about 40 to 45 seconds. So that's something to pay attention to, is to try and get people to click back to your website before the 30 seconds is up, because it will be a free click to your website and they might sign up at that point. So that's...
You're literally talking... So let's talk about that. I want to come back to that in just a second, but what generally is going on in the video? Do I have to be in front of the camera? Is this going to be, you know, could this be some sort of me speaking over a PowerPoint or a keynote presentation? What types of videos are you seeing that are working the best for small businesses?
Okay. Most people who are listening to this, if they're a small business, if I said, "Oh, you're going to have to be on the video itself,"
yeah,
they'll be like, "No, no, no. Okay, that's me out."
Right. I'm going to Facebook ads now.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you said this was text ads. I'm not interested in this anymore. If you've got a phobia about being on camera, or you're just dreadful at being on camera, I would say the best thing you can do would be to. The best thing overall is to be in the video itself, because we get much, much better click-through rates from actually being in the video. And then if you can be on the actual homepage video as well, or the landing page video, that's going to work really well as well, because it's a better connection all the way through the funnel, so to speak.
Do you need to be really like super over-the-top entertaining?
Because generally
people are on YouTube to, you know, to learn about something, but they're also there to be entertained. We'll get into that in just a second, but first I want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. So do you need to be sort of like a little crazy to get, you know, catch their attention, be a little over the top, or, you know, what do you see that works the best?
Okay, so if someone's going to watch one of my videos, right, I don't want to be that engaging and that interesting. And the reason being is because otherwise they'll get too engaged and watch past 30 seconds. And that's going to cost me. So if you want to spend a lot of money, yeah, you can be really engaging and really interesting.
Yeah.
I tend to get quite straight to the point quite quickly, or do something quite cool. Now, if you want to, there's two things you can test. One being like, look, if you're interested in this, here's my offer. This is what I've got for you. Go back to my website and find out more type scenario. You can do that. Think of like, well, in the UK, we've got like daytime TV ads that are just like hyped up a little bit and all like buy this now, etc. Those sort of videos that are a bit over the top. That sort of strategy of like, here's my sale. Come and come back to the website if you want to find out more. Because the good thing about that is that you're really segmenting those people that are interested or not. And if they are interested, they're going to click back to your website. It's going to cost you pretty much nothing most of the time. If they do decide to skip the ad because they think, hey, this is not for me, that's great too. You've got rid of those people.
Okay.
So that's one thing. But I tend to find that if you're going to be advertising a lot and you're going to be advertising to remarketing lists and you're going to get back in front of people a lot, etc., I would say that you're best off, the actual content of the video itself is just be super cool and just say to them, I call it did you know videos. So you would say like, hey, did you know that? And then you go straight into the content. The reason being is because did you know is one of those things where as soon as you hear that, you don't want to miss out on what's going to be said next. And so it'll get people past that first 5 seconds of the skip ad button. And once you do that, you can actually say, for example, for me, right, I do YouTube advertising for clients. And so one of my pre-roll ads I've just been going live with recently that's getting really good results is I say, hey, did you know that if you get really good at YouTube advertising, it can cut the cost by sometimes tenfold instead of doing Google pay-per-click? And so that will be my did you know segment. And I don't think I said it as well as I have done on the video itself.
I was going to say, that was pretty good though.
Okay, great. But you can imagine like for me, right, not everyone knows about YouTube advertising. So I might target all the people that are looking for videos about Facebook ads or people that are doing SEO stuff. I'm like, look, at the end of the day, people just want leads and want traffic coming through to their business. And so I can say to them, look, if you're thinking about mastering Facebook ads, did you know that it's much easier to master YouTube ads first? Or something on those lines. Do you know what I mean? You can kind of work out what you want to say. But that's the sort of thing I would use my webcam for. I'll literally put the webcam on, speak straight to my webcam. I'm not going to say it's the perfect video ever.
Sure.
But what you can do is you can get it done in 20 seconds, really.
Yeah.
You get this video done and then just put it up on YouTube. Test it.
Yeah.
And what I do is I normally test about 5 different videos at once and just look at the click-through rates. And if I know that and how much I've spent and how many leads I've got, if I know that, then I can say, do you know what? That Facebook one is really connecting. That's my perfect, like those audiences coming from my Facebook focused ads are working best. Now let's go down the studio or get someone else to present it really well. But I know that the Facebook thing's the best thing. But it means you're kind of creating a video for free. You're sitting in, like, for me, yeah. It's like webcam, light on, white background, and I've done it, so to speak.
So you're doing something you're removing the obstacle, if you will, that most people have as a hang up, like, holy cow, I have to do this big production of a video. And you're removing that, getting on the webcam right here. Like, I'm standing in front of a webcam, I can just see myself doing this really fast. You're doing it costing you nothing, but you're using this to... Now, when you say create five videos, is it one video against five different target audiences? Or, because I love the fact that you're like looking at, all right, which one is the winner here? Now, once I've identified the winner, then I can go do, you know, maybe a little bit of a higher production on the video.
Yeah. So what I would say is that do it. You know, earlier I said the right video to the right people at the right time.
Yeah.
With YouTube, you're at the right time all the time because people are searching. So they're already interested, right?
Sure.
The right video to the right people, that's what I'd say there, is that if I have a Facebook message, I would then target all the videos that are around like Facebook advertising, Facebook marketing, how to get big on Facebook, all those sort of like videos that are out there about Facebook information and advice. I'd say, I want to show my Facebook focused video to those people.
Oh,
and then
I'd say, okay.
Right. Then if there's SEO focused videos, I'd say my SEO ad, I'm going to show to those people.
Okay.
But what you might want to do is be even kind of more advanced than that and say, right, okay, well, I'll do that video, but I'll do two different endings to it. So I might have an SEO focused video, do two different endings to it, and then show that to the SEO kind of videos on YouTube that are out there and see which of you, it's like an A-B split test, so to speak, for the same audience.
Okay.
And then you can say, funnily enough, that video with that ending works best at that audience. But I'd probably not do that first step, just because I'm a little bit, not lazy, but it's the sort of thing where it's like, I would do a video first, put it out there, see if it works first. If it does, then I'd be like, right, now let's do 10 different variations of that video to that same audience and see which one works best then.
What might be a variation there? So once you've identified that quote unquote winning audience, you're like, okay, this one did pretty well. I had, you know, a good cost per lead on this one here. It's bringing in some good leads. Now I want to do, you know, some sort of a higher production value on this webinar. I'm sorry, on this video targeted to this audience. What, if we're talking about then, you know, making variations of that video, what might be some examples of variations?
Okay, so some of the variations we do for clients is we go down to the studio and with the green screen, so we can change the background color. The lighter color you go, the better conversion rates you get, we've seen. If you're going to do a presenter and not be yourself, get a US presenter and a UK presenter, male and female. If you're advertising to the US, weirdly enough, I don't know why, the UK accent works better to US audiences. That's what I found anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then, but then in the UK, we prefer in the UK, UK audiences, UK accents as well. So I don't know what it is. I think we just got a better accent.
You guys are just taking over the world here. I might have you do the voiceover for this show, by the way. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have so many more followers straight away.
Exactly. Okay, that's really interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, if you can imagine, like, the data we get so much data so quickly that we can test things very, very quickly indeed. So background colors, accents, we do quite a bit of. Animated versus presenter-led video, so if you're actually in the video itself, we get something like a 60% better click-through rate from having a presenter in the video than having an animated video. There's always a time and a place for video, of animated video. Of course there is. If you've got, like, a very technical... like say, for example, I don't know, like Dropbox, for example, I would imagine they'd probably do better with an animated video because it's more of a, you have to explain how it all works type scenario.
And it aligns it with their brand better too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is you've got to pay attention to the brand. And so people might say, well, do you know what? I've got to go animated because everything on my website is animated. Great. Go for that. But if you, I can look at the hard stats most of the time. I say, look, do you know what? This works better than this, but then I look at the brand as well. I come from a very old school way of advertising. It's like all direct. And if there's anything creative after that, that's great.
Yeah.
But let's make sure it gets an ROI first.
Yeah.
And then I'm happy to look at creatives after that.
Love it. Tom, literally we could talk all afternoon on this, but we got to wrap things up here. Some great tips. Where can people connect with you and find out also more about your agency and the work that you guys are doing?
Yeah, of course. Well, the easiest place to go to is my website, which is viewability.co.uk. And that's viewability.co.uk. On there, we have my blog, which is called The Video Lab. And on there, we've got some cool stuff in terms of, like, we're always testing. We're always giving out information about the results we get from the tests. And so it's a great place to engage with me there as well. So, yeah, either viewability.co.uk. In fact, go there because that's where everything is. And that's the best place to go.
I've spent some time on there. Great videos and great content on there, just learning different stuff that's going on, that's working. Love hearing about all the tests that you guys are doing. So be sure and link that up in the show notes for today's episode. Tom, thanks so much for being on today. Really appreciate it, man.
Good stuff, Eric. Thank you.
All right. So much great stuff from Tom today. I was furiously taking notes during our chat. Now, on the show notes page for today's episode, I've put together a cheat sheet for you. It has all the highlights of what Tom taught us today, including the recap of the anatomy of a highly performing YouTube ad. Remember, it's right down to the second. So I break that down for you on this cheat sheet. Also, I have the simple proven script that he shared that you can use to generate leads with your own YouTube ads. Download the cheat sheet over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/6. That's the number 6. And that wraps up today's episode. Coming up in episode number 7, our mini series on YouTube advertising continues. I've got Gideon Shalwick coming on to talk about best practices for setting up highly performing YouTube ads. Gideon's one of those guys who's been doing YouTube ads forever, and he's kind of the godfather when it comes to YouTube ads. That's next on the Art of Paid Traffic. So keep testing, my friends, and I will see you in episode number 7.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.